Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CUNA's Marketing and Business Development Council Conference. And this afternoon we covered the business development session with tons of takeaways. And in this particular clip, the panelists talked about what they look forward to once social distancing is done. We're done with that stuff, what they look forward to doing most. And also they talked about the community impact strategy. How did that change during COVID? And we also had some interesting responses about their go-to karaoke song. So check it out.
In Slido is what do you most look forward to being able to do once social distancing requirements are lifted? Once again, what do you most look forward to being able to do when social, I can't speak English today, distancing requirements are lifted? I can't wait to see everyone's answer on there. Okay, let's get to this question. Michael, we're going to continue with you because you talked about the donations that you were doing. As you know, business development and community impact are traditionally, they're joined at the hip. So did you see a change in your charitable giving or volunteer strategies in the last year? And if so, how?
Yeah, definitely. Before I get into that, my answer, I don't have Slido, but karaoke night is definitely my answer to that question of what I'd like to do when it's restricted. But importantly to, you know, the corporate social responsibility, just like everything else in the pandemic, change that we kind of knew needed to be made was accelerated significantly by the pandemic. So historically, we would be very reactive to different events and community programs that, you know, were sent to us or requested, you know, funds for, you know, in order to give back, going to runs and walks and golf outings and different types of programs. We really had to pivot and be more proactive and conduct outreach with our key partners and figure out what their needs were. And, you know, really take our guiding principles, our core values, and our points of differentiation and tie them into different programs that we can do, you know, on our own, not have to rely on nonprofits to run events and run programs, but us bring the programs to them, bring support to them, and also bring awareness to the work that they do. So we did the $30,000 to food pantries in the spring when food insecurity was a significant issue. And then this year, we also did our season of giving, which we found 31 nonprofits that had to cancel all of their events for 2020. And gave them money at the end of the year to help boost them up, you know, because they were unable to do things that they usually were raising money for, and then shared that throughout our social channels in order to bring more awareness to them at a time, the end of the year, when people give at the highest rate. You know, it was really getting our members to engage and, you know, utilize whatever benefits they have for giving to give back to these charities, because those charities were Hudson Valley based and also had the most need.
That's awesome. Thank you, Michael. And before I go to Kristen to hear her response to how charitable giving maybe has changed your volunteer strategies in the last year, Michael, an important quick follow-up. What is your go-to karaoke song?
A couple years ago at GHD, I did Don't Stop Believing Journey, but I'm more of a Bon Jovi guy. So I would have to go with either Wanted Dead or Alive or Living on a Prayer.
Can't go wrong with those choices. And Kristen, I'm sorry, before you answer the question about how charitable giving for you has changed, if at all, in your volunteer strategies, first name your go-to karaoke song, then you can answer the question.
Oh, I can't karaoke to save my life. So I could maybe lip sync for my life. But if I do have to karaoke, it's probably something by Macy Gray, because it's easy to sound like her.
Beautiful. All right. Tell us a little bit about how charitable giving and volunteering has changed, if at all, for you.
Yeah. So I know our social impact team did a lot this year, and I can't speak to everything that they did, but I can speak from a partnership and university perspective. We did kind of adjust. You know, we had funds allocated for specific activities and activations on site, and they're no longer happening on campus. So we actually relocated a lot of those funds to go to the university's student emergency funds as they were having increased requests. And we also helped support some additional scholarships for the continuing education programs. They were seeing a record number of applicants over this last year with people losing their jobs or transitioning. So,
beautiful. Thank you. I'm in the chat right now and I'm seeing Jasmine mention that they're planning a financial wellness challenge at the credit unions for kiddos during Youth Savings Month, which is incredible. People are complimenting Michael on his karaoke choices. But I want to come to you, Amber. We asked the other two, so I have to ask you what your go-to karaoke song is. But if you could also share with us how charitable giving and your volunteer strategies evolved or changed in the last year.
I can't say that I have a go-to karaoke song. If I had to pick one right now, it probably would be Don't Stop Believing, because I started singing it in my head when Michael said it. So I would go with that one. As far as our community impact strategy, we really haven't changed our strategy, but what we did do was kind of shift our focus. We have two hospitals, several other essential workplaces on our SEG list, and as well as several other philanthropic organizations that we contribute to, where we would normally, you know, just send money or had this normal set of things that we do for them every year. This time we kind of shifted it and asked them, you know, what can we start to do? For the hospitals, we started sending them lunch rather than planning the in-person events and support for their volunteer organizations that we normally would have done because they weren't leaving. We beefed up our work with Feeding San Diego to offer meals to disadvantaged groups. We changed our goods donations that we normally do for serving seniors to face masks as our first donation after the pandemic started. We worked really hard to make sure all of our partners knew that we were open to helping in whatever way they needed us to, and that we were willing to shift with them. So whereas we may have written a check in the past or may have sent bodies for their walk, we were now willing to do whatever it took to support them in whatever they needed the most.
Thank you very much for that. And stay tuned for more coverage of CUNA's Marketing and Business Development Council Conference here on CU Broadcast.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
And CUNA Mutual Group.